looking scene. A 73-year-old Fort Worth woman.
Mm-hmm. Oh, jeez.
Who just hit that?
David Murphy.
He cleared the bases, Mike?
Looks that way.
He did. A 3-run double for David Murphy.
The master of doubles.
To watch the Rangers.
He is the master of the double.
He is.
He's a double artist.
A 73-year-old naked Fort Worth woman was arguing... Stop it! ...with her 53-year-old son. Now, why would you be arguing with your nude 73-year-old mom? I can tell you why. Because she's nude, walking around the house.
Motorboat for mommy.
The son said, I was trying to tell her to quit walking around the damn house naked. She got so incensed that she walked into her bedroom to grab the gun to shoot her son. She goes in, reaches under the bed, where all 73-year-old women keep their gun, mm-hmm. loads it, and shoots her finger off.
How do you do that?
You're 73 and you're nude and there's probably liquor involved.
Fist or finger?
It was just the finger, Mike.
Why'd you even have to ask that? I think she'd put the gun right there.
I didn't say anything.
So,
don't look at him like that.
By the way, her name was, she's not dead yet, Bertha McElroy.
McElroy.
Bertha. You have any Berthas growing up? Surely not.
No.
That is an awful name.
I had an Aunt Beulah.
Again,
no Bertha.
Awful name.
Yeah. I got a lot of them.
It's such a bad name that there's a giant golf club named after her.
Does Adam's Tight Lies make it?
No.
Oh.
Why would you ask that?
I don't know.
It is a Big Bertha.
Boy,
it's a Callaway.
An amazingly quick recall.
Do we have an Adam's joke?
No, it's just...
It's an old ticket sponsor.
Yeah. Remember Adam's Tight Lies?
I own one.
You got it free.
No, I bought that.
Shut up.
I did buy that.
You haven't bought anything.
That's weird.
You get everything free.
I just bought
fun is going on.
I just bought a candy bar like 10 minutes ago. By the way, a delicious Twix.
Great. He'll have a sponsorship with Twix next week.
You know, I've been eating a lot of candy lately. And the one that satisfies me the most is Twix. That yummy chocolate outer layer and the tasty nougat.
Oh, yes, Cobra, there's nothing that compare to that crispy cookie crunch.
You know, the caramel on the outside, or on the inside, coupled with the chocolate and the nougat.
I love nougat. Who doesn't? Twix, me and Cobra both dig it a lot. We bet you will, too.
What is nougat?
I'm not sure.
I've always wondered that. Are you familiar with nougat?
No, I'm not.
It's fluffy.
Is this story over?
You ever see your mom make nougat?
No, I didn't.
Nude?
No.
Michael, if you don't eat your veal, you're not getting any nougat.
That's it. I will hide all the nougat. You and your sister will never have nougat.
She didn't talk like that.
We'll give it to Ring.
Ring will eat anything.
Look at him. Go clean up his crap on the driveway. Where's that picture, by the way?
Oh, yeah. Still got to bring that up.
Yeah.
Okay.
What about your report card from the 7th
He's
grade?
Too busy partying until 5 in the morning to think about these
I'm
things.
I'm more interested in that story about how you stayed out till 5.
I didn't stay out.
I mean, what was going on? Did you hit a kegger?
Yeah.
Out in the field somewhere?
Yeah, I hit a kegger in the field in Crandall.
Did you see our bikini girl out there?
Yeah. She's out there doing this.
What's that?
So what happened last night? Tell everybody.
I was with your mother last night. My young daughter, who is home for the summer, played a gig with Chris Hayden.
Mm-hmm. That's Aubrey, our production coordinator's
son. Oh, yeah.
That's him.
That's his son. We played his tunage on the show here before.
Uh-huh.
And they were gigging at the Lakewood Bar and Grill last night.
Where is that?
Gaston.
And Gaston and Abrams.
Okay.
Then they're by the Cock and or Bull.
And now called Autumn Road.
Mm-hmm.
And they were... And they, you know, play his stuff. And she was playing piano for him last night. And
how was it?
It was good.
Good.
Yeah. It was really good.
Did you get blasted?
Do what?
Did you get pretty blasted?
No, I didn't have one thing to drink.
Were you telling everybody you were their manager free drinks?
No, I was trying to stay in the, to just sit in the back of the place and listen. I wasn't trying to get free drinks or anything else.
Yeah, that's my kid. Give me a free drink.
Yeah. Acting like walking around there like you're Joe Simpson.
No.
Did you take the earring out or you leave it in?
I don't have an earring.
Hell, you don't.
I don't. Never have, never will. But you might say there was a little after party.
How many kids were over at your house?
About five. Or six.
Keg?
No.
They get into your liquor cabinet?
Mm-hmm.
No.
Were they doing shooters?
I don't know what was going on out there for sure.
Did you do a shot off?
No. I didn't do a shot off of anything.
Scudzo shoulder or whatever her friend's name is?
No. There was no Scudzo. Read the next story, okay? Good gosh. This is too much about me. Let's go back to the last segment. I like focusing on you better.
No. I like it when you stay out till 5 in the morning.
I do, too.
You get 3 hours of sleep and you come in.
You can't pronounce people's names.
Looking like Santa Claus with your red nose.
You call him Kobe.
Yeah. Call Alex Lifeson.
Alan Lifebomb.
You struggled today. Admit it.
Yeah, I have.
You've had a tough time.
I have.
Because your lack of sleep and too much booze.
Well, no, I didn't drink any booze.
Whatever. That's why you're up so late, because you were drinking freaking Jaeger and Red Bull.
No, I was not.
That'll keep me going and give me a nice buzz.
What else?
I heard you had a line of Jaeger bombs.
Well, you heard wrong. What else?
Stop saying that. A grapevine lad who is 13, Daniel Johnson, set a Guinness Book of World Records for high score on a single Guitar Hero song when he racked up 890,971 points on this song. They say it's very difficult. This is according to Robert Walonsky from the Dallas Observer. Please someone tell me if this song is even real. Through the Fire and Flames by Dragon Force?
My friend tries to play that on Guitar Hero. It is very difficult.
What is Dragon Force?
It's some hardcore douche metal band.
So it's not a classic rocky band?
No.
It's not all just classic rock on that.
Oh,
that
it's not? That's all I heard when we were at that bar that one night. It was
In
all
fact,
classic
I bet
rock.
Most of the guys who are real serious about that, I bet they do metal. Real hardcore metal.
Again, if Daniel Johnson from Grapevine, I'm not knocking you, Dan, okay? But if you would just practice on the real guitar, maybe you could actually learn the whole Dragon Force album.
It's not as fun.
How can it not be as fun?
What do you mean?
Actually, I don't know. I'm just saying.
Actually playing the guitar, learning how to play the guitar, and not. You know, I have nephews.
It is.
Gotta hear the guitar solo on this, please.
The guitar playing looks so crazy.
Are you watching it?
Yeah, it's on YouTube. Is it live?
Looks like a music video. Oh my god.
You play drums like that, Mike?
This is the first time I've ever heard a song with lead drums in it.
There's got to be a guitar solo coming, please. Go, go.
Oh, my God.
Come on. No one wants to hear you sing.
Listen to the drums.
What's the name of this band?
Dragon Force.
Here we go.
Sorts of tapping and hammer-ons, and it's so crazy. Oh yeah,
that was awesome. That was great.
Please. Couldn't that be nominated for the worst song ever?
It's pretty bad.
Because it combines everything I hate.
And they're new. It sounds like something like 20 years ago.
Fairly new.
Like it combines 80s cheese schmaltz.
With, it sounds like that band Racer X.
With modern day metal drumming. That's awful.
That is awful.
Well, anyway, Daniel, you know what? If you're Daniel's dad driving around listening to this, get him a freaking guitar. Good God.
He might be a really good guitar player.
No way. Nobody who plays that and is that good at this plays a real guitar or is good at their homework, as Robert Wolanski puts it.
You think he sucks at homework?
That was on his first try at the Dragon Force song, that record score. He says at the end, I have other questions about Daniel, though, most concerning his homework.
Oh, man. That's really funny.
Clarice Tinsley says that she will not be able to do cowboy stories, stories about the new stadium, or stories about the Super Bowl for the next 3 years because she is tied in with all three now that she is a volunteer for the upcoming Super Bowl, the host committee. So until February the 6th, 2011, the Cowboys, the stadium, and the Super Bowl, she will not be able to touch one of them. And this is Channel 4's lead anchor. You know how many stories are going to be about that?
Yeah, but isn't sports going to handle most of them?
No. That stadium? The stadium issues? The parking conundrum? And the Super Bowl itself when it's in town? That's the lead story every night.
Well, they got the other guy on there with her.
Ed Grimley?
I don't think it's him.
So Baron James?
What about Steve Eager?
Yeah, and then him? Or is it Baron Davis?
Chip Moody.
No, it's not Chip Moody.
Chip
Don't
Moody,
make fun of him.
I wasn't making fun of him. He's great.
He was in an iron lung for like 8 years.
And you bring him up as a punchline.
I didn't say iron lung.
Hey, I'll give Chip Moody credit. He smoked till the day he died. And drank, I think. I think he poured liquor into his IV. Baron James, that's it. Well, he will now introduce any stories about the area's most popular team and expensive stadium and biggest sporting event.
That takes one guy. He can do it just as well as she can he?
Probably so. We'll see, though. We
don't understand why this story is such a big deal.
I just find it odd that a lead anchor, will not be able to do stories about the biggest story in town. That's like coming on here and you saying,
yeah, I mean, I
all right, I'm not talking Cowboys. Go ahead. Can't do it.
I don't blame you for reading it. I just don't understand why the morning news made such a big deal out of this.
Okay, go ahead, Danny.
All right, we got to go. The concert calendar's next. But let's go to break with something that we missed when we were listening to Dragon Force. Is the second guitar solo.
Oh, yes.
Get ready. Second one, group. I think it's supposed to get crazy right now.
Oh my God. You think that's tasteful?
No.
Stupid.
All right. Good job.
All right, that's Dragon Calendar Force. Is next.
What?
Thank you, Dragon Force. And thank you, Kingspeed.
Hey, coming up Sunday on the Mark Elf Mind Show, it is Memorial Day weekend, and boy, are we going to have a blast. We are barbecuing.